Jim's period is March 11th, 2012, forward operating base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I'm with one of the New Mexico National Guard soldiers that handles operations. I'll let him tell us what it is. Sir, please tell me your name.
Specialist Wes Trancosa.
And can I call you Wes?
Yeah, that's fine.
Tell me what your job is. I see you always over there handling all the incoming phone calls and things where everybody watches you the minute you get a call. What's going on?
I pretty much run operations. Whenever we get a mission, it'll come through us first. We task it out to the guys. We let them know where it's at, what it is. And basically everything comes through us before the guys can actually go out and fly.
Wes, how old are you?
I am 22 years old.
And how long have you been in the National Guard?
Going on a little more than 5 years.
So you joined quite young, right in high school, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
Yes, I was still a senior in high school at age 17.
Is this your first deployment?
Yes, it is my first deployment.
All right, and how do you like running operations? And this is a pretty busy mission, and everything's, pretty tense when it comes over the phone and everything, and you're at 22 years old, you're disseminating tasks to people that are in life-saving situations. How do you like doing that, and what got you involved in that in the first place?
Yeah, I guess coming out here, I didn't know what to expect. I really didn't know what I was going to be doing until we started training up on it. I actually do enjoy running operations. The quicker we do our job, the quicker our guys can go out and save a life. So I feel that it's a big responsibility, and I think we seem to be doing it well.
How did you choose to join the National Guard? Whose idea was it?
Joining the military actually was never one of my top choices. Although I was a senior in high school, I wasn't big into school. I had no idea what I was going to do after high school. So a recruiter came in one day, and I basically told him to sign me up, and I went from there.
And from that, remember you and I were talking earlier, it's changed your outlook about education. Tell me what you have in the future plans.
After this, I'd like to go back to school and get some kind of degree for what I'm not sure yet. But, being in the Guard has pretty much wanted me to do better myself, career-wise. So I think getting an education will play a big part in it.
Now, 5 years ago when you were a senior in high school, did you ever see yourself taking on the kind of responsibility that you've been taking on here in probably one of the busiest areas in the entire war here in Afghanistan? Did you ever think that was going to come to pass and doing what you're doing now?
No, not at all. I thought I'd just be at home, regular guard guy. One weekend a month, maybe going to school or have a civilian job or something like that. Never thought I'd be out here. Although, I deep down kind of thought, I'd deploy, but doing this, no, never crossed my mind.
How has it changed you?
It's changed me in many ways. It's made me appreciate a lot of things we have back home. It's brought me closer to my family, and it's changed me.
Tell me a little bit about your background. We were talking earlier. Tell me where you come from and your parents and things like that.
Yeah. My mom, she's from San Felipe Pueblo, and my dad is from Zio Pueblo. So, I'm from both half, I guess. Native American.
So you're here. And your parents are both from different pueblos there in New Mexico. Do you have any brothers and sisters that follow you and watch what you're doing?
I have two sisters, older, and an older brother. They support me, but I don't think they really care to follow my footsteps. So.
Now, of your time being here, it's split between other locations. How long have you been here at Edinburgh?
Here in Edinburgh, I'd say a little more than 5 months. By the time we leave here, probably 6.
All right, so you must be pretty good at operations to have spent nearly 6 months here at the busiest place where the war's at, as they say. People must really like what you do.
Yeah, I actually didn't get a hang of it until I came out here, where we actually did start getting missions. I moved on to different FOBs, and it's a lot slower, so I kind of beg to come back out here.
Now, the conditions, the living conditions aren't exactly the Marriott Hotel, but you volunteered to come back out here because of what's going on here. You must really like how tight-knit everybody is.
Yeah, exactly. When you're out here, it seems to bring everybody a lot closer. You feel more like a family rather than being a, say, Dwyer, where, you know, everyone's just spread out. So
today we've got an interesting weather thing going on. The air is kind of ugly out here. I mean, we've had dust storms back in New Mexico, but nothing like this. What do you do on it? What does operations do on a day like this?
You know, first we go in, check the weather. If it's pretty bad, and then we can lay back and kind of enjoy the day off. Not fully, but you know, you kind of back of your head like, oh, we probably won't get any missions today. So,
but you're still ready and still on call.
Oh yes, sir. Still on my toes.
All right, one final question. I understand you have an interesting nickname, and you want to tell us about that and how you ended up with this nickname?
actually, Specialist Martinez, who, you know, I don't know where he came from it, but he started calling me Little Bear, and it seemed to stick, so, you know, everybody now is calling me Little Bear. I'm guessing because I'm Native American, but, you know, I like it, so.
Now, the very last thing I'm going to ask you, I noticed you're pretty quick in this basketball game here that I notice everybody plays on the TV. What's your standing there in the game right now?
Actually, we started the tournament a couple of days ago. Right now, I'm waiting to play in the championship. So, being 22 years old, I guess, you know, PlayStation's kind of a big part of your life.
Well, everybody loves basketball. We noticed the Lobos won last night.
Oh, yeah, it was a hell of a game.
All right, very good. Specialist Wes Trancoso, I really appreciate you spending time out of your day to be able to talk with me, and thanks for what you do here.
Thank you, sir.
This is Jim Speary, March 11th, 2012, Forward Operating Base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.